When the Federal Base Closing Commission recommended shutting down Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., word spread quickly among the hospital's neighbors, most of whom are African American. The institution has represented stability, protection, and jobs for those who live nearby. Many of them are now hoping Congress and the president might reverse the commission's ruling. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Base Closure and Realignment Commission says Walter Reed should be replaced with an expanded facility at the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Geographically and culturally, that's a world away from Walter Reed's current home. The hospital sits on Georgia Avenue, a busy north-south artery running through Washington. There are row houses across the street with front porches made for passing time with the neighbors. The Walter Reed Apartments are just down the street. That's where 73-year-old Rosie Brown has lived for more than 20 years. Some wounded veterans and their families are staying at the apartment complex. Brown says she and her neighbors look after them.
If they're going up the street to the store at night, we make sure that they are safe. And they just like our little kids. They call me Mama. I be walking down the street, and last week, a couple of white kids passed. I said, "Hi, Grandmama." I said, "Hi, baby." They said, "Who is that?" I said, "I don't know."
Brown wonders who would look after her soldiers if Walter Reed were moved to Bethesda. Workers at the hospital worry about how they'd commute to the Maryland suburbs. Merrill Pinckney has worked as a housekeeper at Walter Reed for 10 years. He says he may quit rather than follow his job to Bethesda.
Well, there's nothing that I can do, or I guess nobody else can do now, because they made the decision to close. I had to really think about it. I'm not sure right now. But I am planning on retiring in the next few years. So hopefully it'll still be open by the time I put in my papers and everything.
Alpha McPherson has lived across from Walter Reed for 37 years. He's a retired Navy radio man. He crosses the street to the hospital three times a month for his diabetes treatment. These days, he passes the occasional anti-war demonstrators at the hospital's gates. But in the 1970s, McPherson says the hospital workers protested. They accused Walter Reed of discriminating against African-American employees who weren't getting promotions. McPherson says he sees echoes of the past in the relocation proposal.
But you still wonder if it's still racially motivated, because this is a major employer for the District of Columbia. A lot of district residents work there. Now their jobs are being moved. And they're single parents who have babysitters and things like that they have to deal with. And being able to take transportation from where they live in the city to this hospital, since it's still within the boundaries of the city, it's a different thing than having to cross into Maryland.
McPherson worries that the market may determine what becomes of the Walter Reed property. He speculates that once the hospital's multi-ethnic workforce leaves, developers responding to strong demand for housing could turn it into a mostly white, gated community. The federal government hasn't revealed plans for the site if, as expected, President Bush and Congress agree with the recommendation to close Walter Reed. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington.